a very well attended meeting by our local councillors, and Senator Patrick McLaughlin, Captain Dalla Charlie McConlogue, and two ministers, Minister of State Joe McHugh and Minister of State Kevin Mourne. So there was a significant presentation by the council staff, which gave us an up-to-date on the regional road network, what had been closed in the days following the storm and what had been opened recently. And there was confirmation that the road from Clonmany to Dumfries, etc., was open, and by 6 p.m. this evening they were hoping to have a one-lane traffic opening on the Tuir road between Muff and Quigley's Point. From my own town out towards Quigley's Point, it was still going to take a bit of time. And they also now were going to do an in-depth report on the secondary roads and their state. Likewise, housing gave us an update on the people who had required rehousing, a commitment to rehouse those in need for rehousing. And then our ministers indicated that facilities in relation to provision of skips, facilities in relation to assisting in housing developments would be there. And also the councillors committed to meet again next week to allow for the personnel on the council side and on the national government side to update us on what had been achieved, because you know, while a day or two has passed, there are still an emergency situation here in Inishowen.
And at yesterday's meeting, councillor, even though things are at a very early stage, was there any indication as to how much this massive clean-up operation is going to cost?
The short answer is no. And the also, and I at the start I was wondering, but I'm welcoming to the fact that there was no finality put by both ministers present on the funding that might be or will be available, because that has to be ascertained. And by Monday of next week, I hope that that question that you've posed, that we can have some confirmation. And I do hope by Monday next week that the livelihoods and the people who are presently in need of rehousing will have received assistance. All of them will have received some assistance and interim housing opportunities from the council.